Hello everyone, how's it going? Welcome to That Meal Podcast. My name's Omar. Today we are back, and you might be able to tell by my voice just a little bit, but you know, football's back, away days were back yesterday. Millwall drew 1-1 away at QPR. Joining me as always is my regular co-host, Mickey Simpson. Hello, pal.
Hello, fella. How you doing? You all right?
I think I'm all right. I woke up this morning a bit groggy. Not going to lie. I think I'm all right.
I saved you from the pub of death.
You did yesterday, yeah. I kind of called it a day a bit early last night, and I was on my way home about 9 o'clock and thought, oh, I'm going to stop off for one after getting off the train. And then you called, and I was like, okay, that's a godsend not to go into that pub. So I appreciate your efforts, mate. joining us as always, welcome back after a two-show break, Mr. Kai Bennett. Hello, mate.
Hello, thank you very much for having me. I'm looking forward to this one. It was a good day yesterday. Nice to be back, wasn't it? And yeah.
How you been though? All good?
Yeah, so it's all good. Nice holiday. But nice to be back. Nice to be back to reality and, well, back to Millwall.
That's it. Well, we're going to go straight into part number one. Part two will also be about our cup game coming up on Tuesday, which sees us return to the Den against Portsmouth. So we'll be back shortly. And welcome to part number one of the show. Guys, 1-1 draw, football's back, away at QPR. Kai, I'll come straight to you first. Just give me your initial thoughts of the day yesterday and overall the performance, I guess.
I thought it was a good point. I thought we started really, really strongly. First half hour, we were electric. We came flying out of the blocks, which, to be honest, I thought they might do with their home crowd. But it was us that did at first. And it was nice to see for once when we come out flying and we have a really good start, it was nice to be able to see us get a goal from it. Sometimes we do it and we can't quite find that finishing touch to get to put ourselves 1-0 up. But yesterday we did. It was a really, really good strike from Jed. It was nice of him to run all the way back, turn to the away fans to celebrate. Mm-hmm. As Gary Rowett said, he probably used up a bit of his energy, which obviously not ideal. But yeah, I think it was the emotional side of things that was so nice to see yesterday. And then obviously they scored. Disappointed. I thought that we probably could have closed him down a bit quicker. No one got to him. But it was a good strike nonetheless. Mm-hmm. And then second half, it sort of just faded out a little bit, didn't it, the game? I thought both teams looked pretty knackered last 20 minutes. And yeah, after that, looked like it was always going to be a 1-1 draw after about the 70-minute mark.
No, I agree with you. I mean, obviously, it was just great to be back yesterday. And we left off where we kind of, you know, thought we might, with Jed Wallace being just a real kind of key player for us, isn't it? And obviously, Mickey, that just highlights purely what he's about, isn't it? It's Jed Wallace. He scores goals. He's our real kind of talisman in that side.
Absolutely. He just puts a load of enthusiasm and everything else into the team. But yesterday, I don't think he was the only player what was, you know, absolutely fucking hammering it out there. But yeah, his goal was great. And then the QPR had done a similar strike to say, well, whatever you can do, I can do as well. and pretty much. But yeah, I agree with Kai. I think, you know, first 25 minutes, we were all over him like a rash. They couldn't get anywhere near us. And then, you know, after we scored that goal, we just seemed to slow down a bit. It just seemed as if we were like, oh, we're going to hold out now for a 1-0 win when, you know, QPR are definite straight-up contenders this season. Got to be, really, even though I didn't put them there in our prediction league. But, you know, everyone's saying they are. And to rest on them was stupid, as it showed. You know, as soon as you rest, they got an opportunity. You know, our midfield and back and our back just looked at each other as if to say, like, you got this. No one's got it. He thinks, right, I'll take a cheeky shot, and fucking powered it straight in, mate. There was, game over with that shot.
Yeah, I mean, my initial thoughts after the game was I just felt like I'm not going to say we weren't robbed, because I think it was an even game on the balance, but it was definitely there to be won yesterday. It was a good away performance. Like, we matched them pretty much all over the park, had the same amount of opportunities, if not probably better opportunities. And I thought, you know, we kind of just controlled the game a bit better than them, considering we was away from home. I thought, obviously, the fan element was there, and obviously it was great to be back there. 2,500 Millwall fans in that away, and Kai, I mean, the atmosphere was brilliant yesterday, wasn't it, mate? It was just top draw.
Yeah, it was brilliant. I mean, just getting into the ground as well. It's such a tight concourse, isn't it, the area? Then I was like downstairs, but upstairs it's really tight, and just getting in there, you know, you can just see everyone so excited. Getting into the stadium, you know, trying to meet up with your family because you've got the wrong side of the tickets. So you've got to try and sneak through the other side. That's all about. It's all what it's about, you know. And when the players came out, I thought that was the best bit, and you know, it was just so nice to be back, and so nice to be back amongst the fans.
Absolutely, just seeing the familiar faces, having the little ritual. And I mean, I went to the pub pre-match. it just felt like I never left Mickey, mate. It was like the same sort of element, you know. You go, you see the same faces, you're having a few beers, you know. It's just it's a nice environment where you kind of thought, cool, 15 months has been gone, but it felt like we never left.
It's just everything about it, isn't it? It's that train journey, the fucking, you know, the pub, the walking to, you know, being bullied by the old Bill. I hear the old Bill were bully cunts yesterday. there's some bits and pieces online. There's no names, but listen, right? If you're Millwall, yeah, you don't fucking bubble up other Millwall fans to the old Bill with stuff that's running around Twitter. That's just fucking, that's not cricket. That's not what it's all about, mate. Do you know what I mean? You keep your mouth shut with old Bill. Old Bill are our enemy, and they will more likely fuck you over them fucking thingy, and they love you talking to them, so don't fucking give them, you know, don't do their work for them, don't fucking talk to them. And it's the same as, you know, videoing kickoffs and all that lot. Don't video it. If you're videoing it, fine, but don't video it and fucking post it online or stuff. There weren't any yesterday, but no doubt there probably will be throughout the season. But the other good thing with yesterday is it just shows that there is a worse fucking ticket office operation than Millwall. Do you know what I mean? QPR went digital yesterday, allegedly, to the oracle of all Millwall information on Twitter. He said that they went digital yesterday and they fucked it. You know, they had fans still trying to get in the ground at 10-3. So, yeah, nice to see that, you know, we've got a ticketing office or a ticketing system out there which is worse than ours. So, yeah.
I love your positivity, mate. Yeah, it's true. I mean, I think it was a bit... I got in perfectly fine, to be fair. I arrived at 2:30, got in, but the ticket, it was a weird system and they weren't really showing people how to do it. And I saw people struggling with kind of the concept of the QR code on the ticket. So I could definitely see that could have been an issue yesterday. But yeah, nonetheless, I mean, we'll talk more about the football, lads, because obviously the one big surprise, though, was no Cooper yesterday, Kai. I mean, I predicted the starting lineup to a T, apart from Cooper not playing because of his injury. Apparently, he's got a little niggle, hasn't he? And I think Raoul just thought, let's not risk him, get him to 100%, and then hopefully back. Yeah, so I think they turned around and said, like, might as well play Wallace and just not... Cooper probably could have played yesterday, I imagine, because he's that kind of character. But it's best to kind of make sure he's 100% next week, I guess, Kai.
Yeah, definitely. I think the good news was it said it was a slight back injury. And I think I saw something last night that said he will be back for Portsmouth. If not Portsmouth, he'll be Blackburn. So that's really good news. But I thought Murray played really, really well, actually. I thought Murray's fantastic. I mean, he just defines it when the ball's, it's 89th minute, everyone's knackered and Bart's got the ball in his hands and Murray's running down the left looking for it, you know, looking to counter. And I think that just shows what he's about. Obviously, it was a massive miss to miss Cooper yesterday. His height in the box would have been really, really useful. But I thought Murray filled in really, really well.
I suppose it was an opportunity for him, wasn't it, really, to kind of impress Mickey? Because, like, we kind of said the team, we thought it would be, obviously, the team, actually, for everyone listening, was Bielkowski in goal, Ballard right centre-half, Hutchinson, Wallace left centre-half, Matt Lamara right wing-back, Malone left wing-back, Keithden Beld, Evans and Saville in the midfield, and Wallace and Afobe up front. But, you know, for Murray Wallace, you're thinking, cool, I'm in the team now. I didn't think I might be. Best get in there and try and make an impression. And I think he definitely did that.
Oh, definitely. He definitely cemented, you know, look, boss, you've got to look at having me in your team regular. But most of that defence was fucking solid yesterday. They were on form, proper on form. I mean, Keith, mate, fucking hell. That geezer, mate, was, you know, and Ballard. I mean, Ballard was showing himself. I mean, okay, maybe he got the yellow a bit early because then he had to slow down for the rest of the game. But fuck me, that geezer, mate, especially when he come down and landing on his shoulder, I thought that was it. I thought that's game over, mate. He's banging trouble, but he just brushed it off, got up. But yeah, no, that defence were going through people like they were, you know, this is how we're going to play our game. And if you don't like it, don't fucking run towards us.
And it could have been it could have been an even better start, really, lads. Because obviously Malone, I think, in the first minute hits the crossbar. I was like, I couldn't believe that. I thought if that went in, that would just like summed up us, I think. And that would just set us delirious, obviously. And like we said, first 15, 20 minutes, we was on top. I think we just didn't let QPR get underway at all and just kind of force a few corners back to back. And I agree with you, Kai. If Cooper was around yesterday, we probably might have had a chance to score for one of them set plays. But as it happened, I think it was a long throw from Evans that led to Jed Wallace's goal. I think it was flicked on or a little bit of a scramble in the box. And then Wallace takes it superbly left-footed effort, isn't it? And it was just kind of good finish and kind of set us on our way a little bit.
Yeah, Jed's finish was fantastic. I thought, you know, when he took, sometimes Jed has a habit of snatching at things a little bit too quickly. But yesterday, his composure and it was class, really. I mean, the way he's taken that touchdown with all the QPR players running straight at him to try and block it, he's taking it down so calmly. And then to unleash a strike like that is fantastic, especially on the first day back with fans there, you know, who obviously their emotions are running high. you know, it's, as I think his word was in his post-match interview was, it was overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And then to obviously celebrate like that was just, well, just something special, wasn't it? I mean, just, yeah, it was brilliant.
I think he showed his commitment there, isn't it, Mickey? You know, I think he still wants to be here, Jed Willis, I'm pretty sure. It feels like, anyway.
I don't think his commitment to the team is anything different. I don't think it's anything. I think he's been offered big money. I think he's been offered a cracking deal, and they want him. But I think, you know, 27, 28 years old, I think he wants a shot in the Premier. If he can get it, he wants a shot in the Premier just to see if he's capable of doing it. You know, I mean, Morrison had it, didn't he? Morrison had it with Norwich. And, you know, I think he deserves a shot. And, you know, I really hope it works out. But I just think that if we get to the end of the season, we need to look at, make sure we've got a replacement ready this season, either from the youth team or from another player coming in the January window. Because if we don't, come the end of the season when he goes, we're going to fucking find it hard to replace him if he doesn't sign. But hey, we could end up being, you know, either automatic or into the playoffs, and we could be in the Prem, and then he'll sign with us and have his shot at the Prem with us, which would be absolutely fucking superb. But yesterday, mate, it was just great to actually see a full stadium, see the team playing with the heart and commitment, and you know, especially Keith. Keith was fucking superb, mate.
Yeah, I mean he was my favourite yesterday as well. I agree with you, mate, because I put a tweet out saying my Twitter handle is now the Michael Kiffin Bell fan club from now, because you know what? I just thought I knew he would probably have a good game yesterday, because I thought he's going to be in there to break up play against the likes of Johansson, Austin, and just kind of be a nuisance everywhere. But it's just a smart know-how. It reminds me of Saville a bit, where Saville can make a foul, but also make it look like he didn't mean to make the foul. But it's just that know-how in football where you break play up and you can either be in the good books with the rest still and do so and not get booked for it, and then still kind of like carry out like the kind of breaking up of play and, you know, constantly just be a thorn in the opposition side. And I think he's got a bit of talent about him as well. I mean, Kyrie said it when we first came on earlier before we recorded, but he nearly scored yesterday as well, didn't he? It could have been like this perfect day for him.
Yeah, I thought that was in. I honestly thought that was in. I don't know where you were sitting over, but obviously I was on the right, so couldn't quite see how far away it was, and I never saw it on the highlights last night. But yeah, it looked really, really close. But he's just a really clever player, and some of the tackles, he breaks up play really well, as you said, and he, you know, he knows where to be. He receives the ball off the defence, and he has a pass or two about him, and he has a little bit of skill about him as well. So yeah, and I think it was back in February actually, after we just signed him, Rowett said something like, you know, he's used to being on a yellow card, so he knows what to do when he's on a yellow card. He's very experienced. Mm-hmm. So that just shows that, you know, he probably 9 times out of 10, if he gets on the yellow card, he's not going to be sent off, because he knows he's very clever and knows the way to play it. So yeah, I think he's after maybe doubting him a little bit last year. I think I doubted him a little bit because of his age and stuff. But after seeing him yesterday, fantastic.
I think Rowett said it last week, at Ipswich. He went, Keith Demel's a player that will thrive with crowds being back in the stadium. And I think he's got that little bite to him, and he could have kept running for the whole game yesterday, Mickey. He didn't show any signs of tiring up either. And you kind of saw that kind of class about him, that, you know, he's obviously, with the fans being there, obviously some of our players rose to the occasion, Wallace in particular, obviously scoring his goal. But you just could tell, like, even for McNamara and Ballard, this is their first game in the Championship where there's fans in the stadium. You know, Ballard's first appearance in the Championship as well. But the players obviously just rose to the occasion of fans being there, and it kind of spurred on a little bit more.
I think Keith put fear into the opposition, to be fair. I mean, watching it just looked as if there was... The players obviously did their research on him and knew that he goes in hard. And as soon as he, you know, as soon as he picked out the player coming towards him and he was heading towards him, you could see that slight hesitation of, shit, you know, I've got to make sure I'm right, you know, on the right foot here, because if he's going to take me out, it's going to do. But, yeah, you know... A couple of their players went off injured, but you know what? I think it's good. And I think once we're in a full crowd, especially at the Den, I think he will come into his own. The fans will love him. And when he suddenly goes through a player as hard as he can and gets away with it, he will become godlike. People will love him. If he carries on like he did yesterday, the fans at the end of the season, mate, are definitely putting forward for potential, you know, player of the season, because fans love that, you know, Terry Hurlock, etc. They love that type of player who just fucking steams through them.
Yep, for sure, mate. I mean, aside from a nervy spell after they got their goal QPR, I think really it was not really a real kind of, you know, there was no kind of real opposition there, I felt like, yesterday, Kai, at some stages. Obviously, they scored their goal. We mentioned it a little bit earlier. Dickie's obviously ran forward and he's a centre-half. And you're thinking, cool, OK, go and have a shot then. You know, you're not going to challenge us from here. And he sticks it away. And then I think after that, Austin has an opportunity in this first half. Bart gets behind it and saves it quite comfortably. And aside from that, maybe at the start of the second half, I think Bart only had three saves to make yesterday, really.
No, there wasn't. They didn't have much. I mean, Dickie's strike was really their only strike on target. But then when he was coming forward, I remember him doing, I think he did something similar last year, actually. Dickie, I think he stuck one in the top corner, just like you know, from some sort of distance. So when I watched it back, when I got home and realised it was him, I thought, yeah, that's probably not a good idea to let him run forward. But, you know, that's, but other than that, I didn't feel, you know, in the second half, they had a lot of possession, didn't they? But without really troubling doing anything with it, I think. There was a lot of crosses that missed, you know, didn't really go anywhere, or they went over, or their strikes were wayward into Row's edge, you know. So other than that, I didn't really feel, I honestly feel that if we wouldn't have conceded that goal for Dickie, I reckon we would have probably won that 1-0.
Yeah, and I mean, overall, chaps, let's be honest, if I said to you 1-1 before the game, I mean, Mickey, you would have took it, right? Okay, I'll take it.
Absolutely. I mean, also, I think the save what Hutchinson did, that block where Hutchinson just took the ball off what was it, Austin's foot, I think it was, just as he was going to try and shoot it in, was just superb. He just put his, you know, put everything on the line for it, and it was just absolutely superb. The only downside for yesterday, I think, was the ref. He was just breaking up play far too much, just wasn't letting it play out. Mm-hmm. When, if he had used his experience, he could have just let that play out. The game was a good, fast tempo, proper game of football, and I think that if he had let it play a bit more, it would have been a much better game to watch rather than the constant stop, start, stop, start, stop, start.
Did you think we were going to win it when you brought Matt Smith on with 15 to go, Kai? Thinking, okay, we're going to go for it a little bit here. Maybe we made this up a little bit too late, if anything, you could say.
Yeah, no, I thought that maybe when he brought Smith on, I thought maybe, this is questionable, but maybe that was the time to bring someone like Conor Mahoney on just to be able to put them balls into the box for him. Just maybe even change the system, because I know 5-3-2 doesn't, you know, it's hard to get that with them wing backs going. And I think Malone, you have to keep Malone on. So it's not like you can swap Mahoney for Malone. Maybe even go like a 4-2-3-1 for the last 15 minutes and just put Smith up top with Mahoney on the left or something. Just to be able to put some balls into the box for Smith, because that's when he thrives and that's when he's at his best. And I was just interested to see whether he did score the winner, whether he would have celebrated like he would normally, or whether he would have been much more amused at celebration because it was a QPR.
I wonder if Mason Bennett was available yesterday, whether the game might have changed up a little bit. Maybe that's kind of, obviously we had Bradshaw on the bench as well as an option, but I think at one point he was going to come on and he didn't bring him on in the end. But I look at the bench and I'm like, I could see like a lot of obviously talent in there. Ryan Leonard come on and obviously for Saville after about the hour mark. Mitchell came on with a few minutes to go for George Evans. But, you know, like you said, Mahoney's on there, but then you've got Bradshaw, Long, Pierce, and obviously, like I said, Smith came on as well. I just wonder if we had maybe something a little bit different in there, Kai, to kind of bring on as a sub to kind of change the game a bit more than what we had.
Yeah, I think Bennett would have injected a little bit more pace into the game, wouldn't he? And maybe stretched him in the last 20 minutes. Because I think with the everyone tiring and stuff, I think if all you really had to do was put him in behind and put him on one of the centre-backs, or even the left-back wasn't quick, was he? The right-back was quite quick. I think his name's Odibadjo, that's it. I think it's Lee Wallace. He's not very quick at all. So put Mason Bennett on him with Danny on the right, you know, both of them overlapping, I think could have been real trouble for them. Because when Bennett drives at the defence, he's a real problem.
What did you make of Afobe yesterday, Mickey? I mean, it's kind of hard for him to get in the game, I felt like. But fair play to him. I thought he linked up well with Wallace in the first half quite well. He won a couple of flick-ons, and I don't think it's overly his job to win flick-ons, but he still made a nuisance of himself up top when we went up long. But yeah, I mean, maybe a bit of a quiet day for him, but more to come.
Yeah, I think he's slowly edging his way in, isn't he? I mean, I think if you think he was going to be coming on first game and scoring two goals or something, then yeah, I don't think that was ever going to happen. But I think he's finding his feet. He looked as if there's something about him and he's got more to give. But yeah, like you said, he won a few flick-ons. He, you know, got a few pass through. I think he's going to come on. I think he's going to be a great addition to the side. I'd be interested to see him playing up with Bennett to see how that alters things up with Jed sitting just behind. But we'll wait and see how it goes. But yeah, no, I think yesterday to go to QPR, first game of the season, all the emotion, everything else was back with it, with the fans back and everything else, I think they had a good game. I think it was to walk out of there with a point was a good game. Because as soon as that second goal went in, we all knew what was coming. we all fucking were sitting there going, oh, fuck's sake, same old Millwall, here we go. But it didn't. We defended well. We stuck together as a team. The formation is questionable because no fucker seems to be able to get the formation. I think the BBC was saying it was 4-4-2. Sky was saying 3-5-2. So, yeah, I think the formation confuses a
it's
lot.
It's 5-3-2. It's 5-3-2.
Yeah. But all the appropriate ones were fucking getting it all completely wrong. You know, BBC, yeah. Sky, etc. Which is funny as fuck. But, no, look, we saw the players. We saw the players play. We saw how emotional it is for them to be back in front of the fans. We saw what it meant to most of the fans. And do you know what? Onwards to Tuesday in the Mickey Mouse Cup and see where we go from there. But, yeah, I think there's not a lot sold for Tuesday. It's a lot of money, really, for what it is. For a first round of a cup, it's a lot of money for what it is.
18 quid. We'll talk about that in the second part, maybe. But, yeah, I mean, you've kind of summed up the game there, so I don't know what else really to say about it now at this point. I'm very much glass half full, though. I agree with you, mate, and I think there's more to come from this side. I think I said to Kai before we started recording, we just looked a bit leggy towards the end of the game, whereas I feel like, you know, if they had a couple more games of pre-season or maybe just a little bit more time to prepare, or if this was the third or fourth game of the season, Kai, maybe it might have been a different story for us.
Yeah, definitely. And I think in terms of QPR as well, I think they probably did the same. But then they played quality opposition in pre-season as well. They played Manchester United, Leicester. So they really have probably very little excuse for that. I thought that everything that QPR did revolved around Johansson. I thought he kept them ticking yesterday. Everything, you know, he got on the ball. He looked to drive forward with it. Austin had a very quiet day for them, which I thought was testament to our defence, really, because, you know, he's a nightmare, isn't he? And Dykes is quiet as well, which is another one. I think I agree with you. If it was third or fourth game into the season, I reckon maybe we'd have had enough just to nick that, because towards the end, QPR looked really tired, and so did we. But if we'd have had that little bit more energy or a bit more pace to bring on, such as Bennett or someone like that, then you just wonder whether maybe we could have nicked one and sent the away fans into absolute scenes, you know?
That's it.
I think we just need to, we need more games. Now the games are coming, the training will be more focused on fitness as well. And you know, the more game time they start playing, the more fitter they're going to get. Because, you know, let's be honest, if they start doing well this season, their fitness level is going to have to go up at least another 50% if they think they're going to survive in the Prem. So, you know, fitness is a definite must. But I think it will all come. Look, I'm happy with yesterday. First game back to nick a 1-1 against a team where all the pundits think are going to be definite promotional favourites this season. To walk out of there with a point, I'm happy with that. It was a good overall performance. We had a few standout performances. But yeah, bring on Tuesday and just hope we don't get spanked by Portsmouth, which we're doing the second half. So yeah.
Yeah, well, that's a good kind of part to leave it here, guys. We'll be back in a second with part number two. And welcome back to part number two of the show. This is the part where we'll be previewing our cup game, our return to the Den on Tuesday against Portsmouth, a team who won 1-0 yesterday away at Fleetwood Town. It's going to be a good test, Kai, I think, obviously, and a nice emotional return to the Den on Tuesday night.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really looking forward to it. It'd be just nice to be back at the Den as well. That's going to be a major factor of it as well. It'd be just nice to get back in the Den. And I think Portsmouth are bringing down, was it 2,000? Mm-hmm. They're bringing down the full allocation. So that's a good bit. It's going to be a good game. They've got a good side, Portsmouth. Whether Williams plays or not will be. I think even if he doesn't play, I think he'll still come onto the pitch at the start of to just, you know, give his be able to clap him, because we didn't get that chance at the end of the season, did we? So. No, I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be a good chance to see maybe some fringe players get a game. You know, I'd like to see Marlon brought into the team just to see if give him a run out. Rest Danny for next Saturday as well, because there's players that need to be given a rest after yesterday, and there's some players that probably need some game time. So yeah, it'll be a good test all round.
Definitely. I mean, it's obviously going to be a good return to the Den, Mickey. I mean, obviously, I feel like you're in the camp of £18 for a ticket is quite expensive for a cup game, aren't you? So, but you know, it's going to be a good return to the Den nonetheless.
Yeah, no, look, I think it's all right. I think it'll be a good game when people go, but the ticket numbers at the moment aren't high. Yeah, you might get a couple of thousand turn up on a night, but £18, £20 for a Mickey Mouse Cup is, for a first round, it's quite realistically, you know, if you'd have gone a tenner or something, you'd have probably got a lot more people through the door. Plus, the downside is that it's, you know, Tuesday night. You know, it's, it, you know, most of our fans live well out of the area now. So, you know, it's again getting back there, everything else with it. But, you know what, we're waiting to see. But, yeah, I think it'll be a good side to play. But I think we'll have enough power to overturn a team like Portsmouth, even with most of our fucking ex-players in there.
I mean, a 1-0 win, like I said, for them yesterday. John Marquis is at the club still. He started for them yesterday. Tony Cliff, obviously, we mentioned Sean Williams. I think he went off injured before the game even started yesterday, unfortunately for him. But yeah, I mean, they've got some good players in there. But I agree with you, Mickey. I think even though we'll make some changes, like Kai saying there, I think, you know, players that want to come in and want to impress. Obviously, Matt Smith will probably get a start. I reckon Mahoney will probably play. You can see Romeo starting as well. Probably Long in goal, I guess, maybe, Kai, do you think?
Yeah, I think probably give him a go, see what he's about. He's, by the looks of things, yesterday, I didn't know this, but he looks like he's left-footed by the warm-up, which gives a different dimension, you know, play the ball out to the left. I know it doesn't sound like much, but, you know, that'll be something to the players to think about as well, because Bart obviously kicks right. So, no, but it'd be good to see him play as well. Maybe Pierce might come into the team, which obviously, you know, you probably have to give him game time just in case, especially with Cooper out. Is, you know, I know he's only out hopefully for one game, but you know, just in case in the season we need to bring Pierce in, you have to give him some game time. But yeah, it'd be good to see some players play, Bradshaw maybe as well. So
maybe Jeff wants to play against his old club though. I think it's out for him. I think all pre-season they've been talking about this cut game with him, so I imagine he'll probably play tomorrow as well, don't you think? Or tomorrow, Tuesday?
Yeah, I think he will. I think he's gonna love it, isn't he? He's been talking about it for ages. I mean, all the tweets online, when I think it was when the game got confirmed, didn't it? A cup fixture, he was buzzing. So I definitely think he'll play, and it'll be a good atmosphere. So yeah, I think I'm looking forward to it.
100%. I mean, Mickey, I think if we're talking about the cup, do you see this as a welcome distraction? Or for me, like, I agree with you about the ticket scenario as well, though, because like, it's a cup game, yes, and it's the Mickey Mouse Cup, as you called it earlier, but maybe it's a good opportunity to kind of have a little run going, and maybe, you know, though, could get a good run in the League Cup, and it could lead on to some good form in the league.
Yeah, the League Cup and the FA Cup are sometimes a good evil, aren't they, really? I mean, they help to be able to use as a foundation place for getting some of the youngsters in, if you want to try youngsters or try different things. But it can also be a pain in the arse when your form's going okay in the league and you've got to concentrate on extra games playing in cup games. So it's a bit of both, you know. Yeah, okay, it's great to get to a final, but or get towards it, and the income is great for the club considering how much financially and shit they've been in the last 17, 18 months. So, yeah, look, at the moment, the fact that we've had no fans in the grounds and all that lot, it's a bonus to have a, you know, have another game there and fans can be able to get in and do. It is still a Mickey Mouse Cup, but it is what it is. It's a Mickey Mouse Cup for a shit energy drink too.
That's true. I mean, I'm looking forward to just getting back to Mill, to be honest. It was obviously great to be at QPR yesterday. I'm looking forward to kind of obviously just, you know, going to the Den, having my same seat and seeing the familiar faces that, you know, you become associated with seeing every week. But yeah, obviously, hopefully it's a good occasion as well, and hopefully the players' performance on for us that, you know, we could be happy with. I mean, yeah, I think it will be an interesting one. It's just, I think I'm kind of a bit overwhelmed with it, obviously, Kai. You know, football being back a little bit, it's like, obviously 15 months away from it. Like, it's kind of just like, it's nice to just have it back and just kind of feel like it's not going to go again, hopefully, at this rate.
Yeah, definitely. I think going to QPR yesterday was one thing. You know, going to an away ground, having all the fans there was one thing. I think going back to the Den on Tuesday night will be another thing, because obviously with it being our home ground, and you know, we go there, what is it, 23 games a season, but not being there, I haven't been to the Den since February the 29th, I worked out last night, which is 1-1 draw against Bristol City. So yeah, being there, haven't been there for so long, it would be so nice to just walking up the stairs, you know, just getting up there will be so nice. The journey there will be good as well. So yeah, I just can't wait. The things that I normally moan about, which the journey and stuff and all the traffic and stuff, I won't mind one bit on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you're spot on. I mean, that's it, Mickey, isn't it? Like, I think people we obviously documented it more than once on this podcast throughout lockdown and how we felt about not being at the games. But I think if anyone is left unsure about it, I think across the country, seeing the away ends and home ends fall to the brim, basically across the whole country, I think it will highlight surely what, you know, what football means to these people that go to football week in, week out.
I think you've got to take in everything about it. I mean, you know, Tuesday's game, okay, we'll only have, you know, a few there as such, but you're going to have the pubs full, which is mean income into the local community, the pubs, the takeaway shops, you know, especially on Ilton Road, the bargain buys, the fucking, you know, the local shop there is going to be selling cans and beer and everything else. The Chinese and the calf is going to be, you know, pumping. The Millwall calf's going to get a load of income. It's all the added money what all the local businesses get from the back of football fans there. And for 17 months, they've been on their arse. Yeah, you know, Euros probably helped out a few of the pubs and a couple of the takeaway things. But you know what? It's everything to go around it. What we always forget, you know, it's not always about us not going to the football game. It's us not spending that money in the local area as well. And I suppose the only negative is most of the people who live around there have had 17 months of no fucker parking in front of their drive, and come Tuesday night, that memory is going to come steaming back for them. You know, and no doubt the dirty little car thieving cunts are going to be out there smashing windows and grabbing shit off people's cars. But look, it's good to be back at the Den. It's going to be an emotional. You know what? Hopefully I can go. I'm in Northampton all day. Unfortunately, I've got meetings all day with work over there, so I don't know if I'll be back in time. But I'll see the game. But it's just fucking nice. 17 months to actually start getting through this madness, and we start going the other side. And the club needs it. Do you know what I mean? The club needs the money. The club needs the money. The football needs the money. The local area needs the money, and if we get a win, and also it's fucking Pompey, so it's going to be a proper old school fucking game. You know, everyone will be out and about. The old Bill are going to be cunts again like they were yesterday. You know, yes, we've missed you too, but fucking behave yourself for fuck's sake. Do you know what I mean? The old Bill have a mentality of a fucking 3-year-old in a fucking sweet shop. Do you know what I mean? They're just fucking wankers. But you know, nothing changes in life, mate. They're, you know, taxes and fucking dying and the old Bill being cunts at away games will never change. It is what it is.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, mate. I mean, what was nice from QPR yesterday, mate, and I hope we all do the same thing, is obviously they done a minute's applause before the game for obviously everyone, obviously has been affected by COVID, and hopefully, I'm sure Mill will do something similar, maybe if not on Tuesday, maybe for the Saturday game, to kind of obviously, you know, they should definitely put a hat down to the NHS anyway, shouldn't they?
Well, yeah, and also I think maybe we should do something for, you know, do a minute applause or something for Robbie Clark. Robbie Clark died yesterday. Robbie Cook even, sorry, not Clark, who played for us in the 87-88 season. Shout out to Brian King, who obviously listens to us. He sent me a text yesterday explaining bits and pieces. And, you know, he only played for us for one season, but he was a good all-round egg, a good player. And unfortunately, he lost his battle with cancer at 64. But, you know, it'd be nice if the club does something for that. But again, you know, we'll have to wait and see. But, you know what, yeah, clapping all of that. But I think we just need to start moving forward with it all. So yeah, good to see the players didn't do the same as other clubs at the kickoff. So I'm happy with that, and hopefully that continues. We're not going to get into all that, but yeah, just hopefully it continues, because otherwise I think there will be every action has a severe reaction, and I think we don't need that this season.
You refer to politics in football, but we'll move on from that topic, shall we?
Yeah. No, look, I was very, very, very careful how I said it, and everyone will know the drift. But look, there is no place in football for politics, and those fucking idiots will go, oh, what about remembrance? That's completely different. Do you know what I mean? People gave up their lives so that everyone can have an opinion and scream and shout and do whatever they want. But, you know, full-on politics in football is a no-no. Remembering fallen people who gave up their lives so you can speak like a cunt, that's perfectly acceptable.
Commendable shouts also to the chants yesterday. The typical Mill chants are back. Jed Wallace, Jed Wallace. Although, I did like Daddy McNamara. I mean, that weren't too bad. It's obviously recycled tunes from different players, but you know, they're back for good.
We have to mention one then, don't we? Because yesterday, where was it? There was a guy on Twitter who is Steve Evans.
Yep, saw it.
And we retweeted it as piss tweet of the day, pure and simply because of it was night fever, wasn't it? I think he said. I'm just trying to find out now. It's night. I think he said it was in the theme of night fever.
Yeah, for the Bee Gees. Come on, you know what it is, right?
I'm trying to find it now.
It's Jed Wallace. Jed Wallace. He knows how to do it. Come on, man. It's night fever. That's what it is.
There we go. So, yeah. So, you know, Steve.
If anyone wants to sign me up as well for singing, I'm available. My rates are cheap as well. So just let me know, really.
It's Evans MFC on Twitter. If you want to fucking check it out or check on the retweet.
And, I thought that was quite good.
I did tell you I was going to give you a mention on the show. And there you are. You are in it. Just one other point what I want to fucking pick up on is our Facebook fucking lot. They seem to be on drugs. Taking drugs very, very early, I think. There was a comment on Facebook that we don't have any fucking attacking midfielders. We don't have any attacking players and all this sort of shit. And it was like, I think the game was halfway in. I think it was probably just after they scored. We seemed to be slagging off Rowett. It seems as if all the Rowett fucking out crew have just suddenly come back in with a vengeance. It just seems absolutely fucking crazy.
Draw your away games and win your home games and you'll be in a good position. I know it's a bit hasty to say that, but I think turn one point into four next Saturday, I'll be happy. I think you've just got to keep the ball rolling a little bit. And yeah, I suppose it was the first game of the season, first game with fans back. I think Ferrari is sitting there now at home on a Sunday afternoon or Sunday morning. I think he'll be thinking, okay, you know what? We got through that one and we're still, you know, I think we didn't lose and take the positives and go with it, I think.
This is the comment, right? No attacking players at all. I know it's the first game, but fuck me. Looks like the players have never played with each other before. Crap. Rowett won't know what's going to hit him at the Den if we have another season like last. It's the fucking first game, for fuck's sake.
It's true.
Do you know what I mean?
It's true. But that's Millwall, though, isn't it? Come on.
No, I totally agree.
And this is what's the good thing about doing this podcast and also just having a voice in general and social media. It's, you know, I think we're probably a more positive bunch, Kai, but it's football, isn't it? It's a game of opinions, even at the best of times.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, something I said to my cousin yesterday at the game, and I was like, you know, my uncle's the one to point out. I said to him, oh, Keith had a really good game yesterday. He said, oh, no, I thought he was League Two, League One standard. You know, it just shows you the difference in football, different opinions. And I can believe it. I know he doesn't like Leonard at all, but I think I really like Leonard. And he's always never liked Leonard. But I said to him yesterday, oh, I thought, you know, it's a really good time to bring Leonard on. And he said, no, don't bring him on. You know, so...
I thought it was exciting. When Leonard come on, it upped you a bit and you thought, you know what, Leonard's going to fucking do something here. Leonard's going to really add to the play. And yeah, it was good. I like Leonard. I think he's a good player. And I think he was unfortunately hit last season with injury that, you know, and Smith last season. I think they've got something to prove this season.
Definitely.
Definitely, yeah.
I think that's everything from us today, lads. Unless either of you two got anything else you want to add in.
Definitely. I mean, look, check out the website. It's at millwallpodcast.co.uk. We've got loads of stuff on there. We're adding more and more stuff. We've got, obviously, the tie-in with News at Den, where we've offered the second prize for their prediction league. You can get that on there. As going forward, we're going to be doing player ratings, and there's going to be a button on the website where you can click the player ratings. So after the game, on your phone, just click in there, submit your player ratings, submit it. We'll be looking at those, seeing how close they are to how we feel they are and see whether or not, you know, they're right or a bit low. We'll be doing call-outs on the prediction league. Not really fair doing it this week because we're only one game in, and also I'm higher in the points than Omar, so Omar doesn't want to be embarrassed this early on.
There's still two games to be played today, mate, so yeah, you know, I might smash out the park. So.
Yeah, yeah, I'm higher than both of you, innit?
Kai, shut up. No one's
Kai's got about four accounts, though. He's cheating. Yeah, yeah.
The other thing is keep checking out the website because there's a few things coming going forward. We've just got in with a new app, which we're going to be promoting going forward. There's just a few things what we've noticed on there what needs to be corrected. There has been other Millwall channels what have been on net for a while, and for some reason they haven't picked them up. We've picked them up. We want to make sure it's perfect before we bring it to you. But it's an exciting opportunity for you to be able to earn points and stuff through going to away games. It's a bit like the EFL one, but instead of the clubs making everything from it and you getting nothing, you get everything out of it. So it's an exciting way forward. We will have some golden tickets, what we will give away. So again, we'll do that through comments, through follows, through this, that, and the other. Look, just keep an eye on the website, check it, Twitter, social media. It's easy to follow at Millwall Pod across everything. And any channel what we bring to you, which we will be bringing you to get match day interaction. We've always promised you we're going to be the number one interactive channel out there. We are going to do that. It's just we want to make things perfect before we bring them to you. So we don't want to bring things half-hearted. We want to make sure they're perfect so that when we bring them to you, you can get involved with them. So yeah, look, website is going to be the found. We've got away travel information on there. You've got information for the prediction league with News at Den, for the ratings with News at Den. There's loads of other stuff on there. Just check it out. Click it. It's got a fount of all knowledge on there. And thank you very much. We're nearly at 300 subscribers on YouTube. I think we're 5 away. So if you're not subscribed to us yet, please just click the subscribe, click the notification. So whenever we upload, we are uploading videos very, very regular at the minute. And add comments. We read all the comments. If you want to get involved, just read just add to the comments, add to the reviews. Everything you do, we really appreciate it. You help us grow as a channel. And obviously, we can only grow as a channel with you guys being part of that. So hats off. Thank you very, very much. We appreciate everything you do for clicking on us when you listen to us. So it is appreciated. And thanks.
I think I couldn't say anything better there if I tried, Mickey, mate. Well done. I think he kind of just reeled it off there one by one. And I think you're right. I mean, I'm loving all the comments. We're getting all the interactions. And it was just enjoyable at the minute. And long may it continue. So, yeah, I think that's us for today, guys. Kai, thank you for coming on, mate. And look forward to seeing you probably next week.
Thank you very much for having me. Looking forward to Pompey on Tuesday night.
That's it. And Mickey, thank you as always, mate.
No worries. And looking at this channel, I look the most tanned. So, fuck you, Jim.
All right. I've told you, it's the camera, mate. It's the camera. Don't worry about it.
It's the camera. It's the camera.
Don't worry. Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, it's all good.
Anyway, bring on the two games today so that I can beat Omar. So the next show on Thursday, I will still be winning. And Omar, the football man, will be deeply embarrassed.
It's not a sprint. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. So we'll see you guys for our next show on Thursday. So thank you guys and speak to yourself.